Blog Talk Radio.
Your radio host, Pastor Mina Livingston, coming from Fayetteville, North Carolina, the blessed city of Fayetteville. Just so wonderful today. Amen, amen. Push my story. Everybody have a story to tell. Everybody's dealing with something or somebody. Amen, it just won't leave you alone. But this morning we're going to talk about liberty, staying free. And before we get on our way, we're going to give you a couple of scriptures. We're coming from Galatians, the fifth chapter. That's where our emphases are coming from. Colossians, the second chapter and the third chapter. You could just read Colossians. I'm telling you, it has the solution for you today. Also, we have a couple more scriptures. St. John, the eighth chapter, 32nd verse. St. John, the 8th chapter, 36th verse. You may want to look at that and study it. The book of Acts, the 15th chapter, the 10th verse. Romans, the 8th chapter, the 15th verse. 1 Corinthians, the 16th chapter, 13th verse. 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, the 17th verse. This will give you a chance to read, you know, about liberty. Amen. Give me liberty or give me death. I believe Patrick Henry had made that statement, you know, and it's such a sincere, dedicated statement because he stood on freedom and in March of 1977, he made that speech. And we're going to get into the Word of God, and we're going to see what God says about liberty and being free. Amen. Give me Christ or give me death. Amen. Okay, let's get into the Word of God. Let's go to Galatians, okay? Galatians, for your consideration, the first verse. Now, it says here, in the King James Version, I'm going to read it to you, and then we're going to talk about it. So it says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." And in my message today, I want to say to you, in this early part of this new year, keep your freedom. Keep your freedom. You have so many people that's deliberating. So many people has chose to risk their salvation. It's a shame that people are losing their way. If we can help them to find their way back to Christ, because there's nothing like being free and being liberated. Amen. Jesus Christ died on that cross for each and every one of us. He left not one person out, but so many has wrist or even turn back, you know, away from their liberty. And are just entangled again with the yoke of bondage. God freed us from that thing. He freed us and he set us free. Whom God set free is free indeed. I want you to know that be anxious for nothing, but in prayer and supplication, let your moderation be known unto the Lord. Now, St. John, it tells us that ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Why would you want to go back into bondage? Why would you? You know, and many times we love the world more than we love God because we want that attention. We want that attention. We crave for that attention. Do you know that spirit? Do you know where that spirit came from? That is the same spirit, Satan, has said to God, I'm going to exalt my kingdom above your kingdom. Pride got in the way. He wanted what Jesus Christ has. He wanted what God has. You can't have that. You're not God. But I want you to know, let me tell you something. Do not be entangled with the yoke of bondage. When I said be not entangled with the yoke of bondage, I'm talking about do not take liberty for granted. Do not be a slave to the law, to the system. God has made you free, my brother, my sister. And we look at the world and we see what the world doing and we let the world get in us. And then we want what they have. And we want to be recognized like they're being recognized. We want to be great too. Look, he that exalts himself should be abased, but he that will humble himself, God will exalt you in due time. Now the book of Acts, the 15th chapter and the 10th verse, it says, now therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we are able to bear? Now, you know, the thing about it is when we put the yoke on us and we get everybody else entangled, we affect everybody else because everybody else is looking at you. And they know whether you're right or wrong. They know whether you're faking it. They know when you have this desire and this craving and this, look, you get desperate. And when you get desperate, you do desperate things. You will get involved with anything. You will, let me sell your soul for nothing. Patrick Henry said it best when he was at that convention. He said, either give me liberty or give me death. He stood on those words because he meant it from his heart. Because if I have to be in bondage, if I have to be in slavery, I'd rather be dead. That's what he's saying. Give me Christ or give me death. Because let me tell you, whom God set free is free indeed. And when God give us the truth, we're not supposed to be entangled with this world again. The Bible said in Romans, the 12th chapter, and look at it, the second verse. You need to get back into the word of God because we are losing it. We are losing it. Christians are losing it because they're getting away from the word of God. You need to go back to your first love. When you first were introduced to Christ and you loved him with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul and strength, could nobody even beat you to the church? Nobody couldn't even do it the way you did it because you had such a connection with God. In some way, somehow, the enemy slipped in. That's the way he does. He slips in. He comes in unaware. The Bible let us know that he comes in unaware. It's where you got your heart at. Where your treasure's at. Where you looking at. Because I got friends that I love so dearly. And I look, we walk together, ate together. We praise the Lord together. And today they're struggling. You shouldn't be struggling because the way of a transgressor is hard. When you get out of Christ, you let the world in, and you are on dangerous ground because you seek for your own works. And the precious, precious mercy of God, you risk that. You risk salvation, eternal life. Do you know what you're giving up? What would a man give for the exchange for his soul? There's nothing out here in this world that would entice me or to want to give up and risk my salvation. I'm telling you, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free, and be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. Bondage, do you know what that is, bondage? Because let me tell you something, once Satan gets his hands on you, get his claws in you, and you think it looks so beautiful, but the grass is not green on the other side, my friend. Once you get into the clutches of Satan, guess what? There is no liberty. There is no getting out of it. You understand? Well, what are you talking about? Okay, let me just break it down to you. The world loves its own. The world hates God. Therefore, if it hated Jesus Christ, it will hate you. Okay, so if God can stand to be accused and we are in Jesus Christ, amen, you should be able to stand the accused as well, because Satan is the accuser of the brethren. He's gone back to God. He has access to heaven. He go back and forth, and the Bible says that he's like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. And he goes back and forth to God and telling God all about you and your sin and what you've done behind your back, and you don't have no defense. When you are out of Christ Jesus, you have no defense, because he is the accuser of the brother, and he's going back and telling God how many commandments you broke, how many lies you told, how many understatement and witchcraft that you used, and how you lied and how you stole the other day. He's going back to God with the word of God, because he knows the word too. He knows the scripture just like you do, and he's sending God, amen, a message about you. That's right, a message on you to bring you down, to condemn you unto the slavery of darkness, because there's no way out of that. There is no liberty in darkness. So God is letting us know. He died on that cross to set us free, so we're supposed to stand firm in our belief. We're not supposed to look to the right nor to the left. We're supposed to stand on the promise of God. Amen. We're supposed to help somebody else to come out of darkness into the marvelous light. Let me tell you something. Being in bondage is a burden. In bondage of darkness is sickness, death, woe begone. There's all kinds of agony. And there's no liberty, there's no happiness, there's no joy in that. I want you to know this morning, my friend, God is watching. He never sleeps nor he slumbers. Satan doesn't sleep nor slumber as well. But let me tell you, do not be enticed. Do not. He's going to come with all kind of enticement. Money, money, who doesn't need money? But when you sell your soul for money, do you have such a spirit of greed that you will risk your salvation for money, for things, tangible things? Keep your freedom. Keep your freedom. Never mind what the world is doing. Look, we have people that come in sheep clothing. They saying, I'm a Christian just like you. They say, look, I'm doing works too. I got a church just like you. I got members just like you. Don't you know the word of God, how the prophet went and God gave him an assignment and a mission, and he got deceived by a false prophet because he said the same thing. I'm a prophet too, just like you are. I have power just like you do. Do not be deceived. Because let me tell you something, because it is, if this is possible, they will fool the very elect. I want you to know they will fool the very elect. Romans the 8th chapter 15 verse, it says, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba Father. God did not give us that soul is worth your salvation. You have tasted the heavenly gift. You have received the gift of God. You have tasted his word. You have felt and you have been in God's presence. What is it that this oversized Philistine got you so caught up that you decide that you do not want liberty in Christ Jesus no longer? Something wrong with that. You allow yourself get caught up in a spirit, and that spirit is not of God. That spirit came from Satan, because that is the same spirit that overthrows Lucifer when he was in heaven. Now, you need to read your Bible about him. But his pride is what got him in trouble. Pride will kill you. Pride, let me tell you something. Pride will overthrow you, because the word of God says pride comes before destruction. You're getting ready for a destruction, a disaster, because any time that you feel that you can do it and you don't need Christ, you don't need the word, you don't need Christ no longer, you are in a great big awakening. Because the enemy will destroy you. Because you see somebody else doing something, when it looked great to you, do not be deceived, for God is not mocked. For whatsoever man sows, that which he also reaps. Now let's go to the book of Colossians, because I'm going to tell you about liberty. Because when God gives you liberty, you are completed in him, which is the head of all principalities and power. If why would you want anything else when Christ has everything? God is the head. He's the catalyst behind everything. Everything. Do you know that he created the devil too? Didn't you know that he has a mission too? He has an assignment too? Don't you know that God created the heavens and earth? Don't you know he created, he spoke things into existence? He made the ocean. Because he made the ocean, do that tell you go jump in the ocean? Okay then. He made Satan too. He made the devil. And just because he made the devil and he come to entice you, that doesn't mean that you got to take up with him. Do you understand that? Sometimes, let me tell you something. The devil was made for God's purpose, for God's pleasure. Because let me tell you, sometimes if it had not been for God who was on our side, the enemy would swallow us whole. And what I meant by that, a lot of times because we're disobedient to Christ, disobedient to the word of God, God's hands are tied. And we allow Satan to come in. We do it to ourselves. When we break the commandments, when we become stubborn and rebellious and do not want to pray anymore, don't want to read your word anymore, don't want to take up the time anymore, you just want to be seen. You just want all the accolades, all the merits. Tell you something, it will get you nowhere. It will get you nowhere. Go ahead and put your name in the paper. Get on every news media. Get on ABC, NBC, CNN, or whatever. That ain't going to help you. You still empty. You still need Christ. You still need your salvation, because that's not going to make you happy either. Everybody patting you on your back, that's what you want. That's not going to help you, my friend. That don't help the emptiness in you when you got to go home. When those doors close, let me tell you something. You are just like a little child when he's out without his mother, without his parents. Let me tell you something. Jesus is the answer to fulfill that desire in your spirit, to give you completeness. God said, I give you completeness. And you, let me tell you something, if you don't have no peace and you just wrestling every day, every night, just craving for somebody to boost you, to look up at you, no. You got a spirit of damnation. You got a spirit that came from Satan. And that spirit, let me tell you something, will overthrow, it will kill you if you don't get rid of it. Yes, I'm talking to you. And that spirit can be anything. Because let me tell you, it'll take over. That spirit will take over. The Bible says in Colossians, it says, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. See, you walk in him. You ain't going to fulfill the lust of the flesh. You're not going to want the world. You're not going to desire those things. Because God's going to do what he needs you to do and make you satisfied. Listen to what the seventh verse says. It says, rooted and built up in him, meaning get deep, just as deep in Christ as you can. You need to be rooted where you cannot be budged. And be built up means keep on building. Keep on, as you read the word, God builds you up inside. See, we need building up inside in our emotions, in our thoughts, in our thinking. See, we let our thinking, look, get away from us. That's what we need to be built up, because that's where the battleground is. That's where Satan comes to overthrow you, to deceive you through your mind. He comes through the mind with different results. He comes with different things. He speaks to you. He talks to you. He has a spirit of persuasion. He's not no amateur. Satan has over 2,000 years of experience. You have none. You have none. He is a professional. He is equipped with evil. He is equipped of deceitfulness to make one thing look one way when it's not. And he's just like it's just like a fisherman when he throw his hook out there. And when he throw his hook out there, look, you'll get hooked because you have no clue what's behind it. You have no clue. Many people have been messed up in Hollywood, in government, in local assemblies. People have been corrupt, went into office with the right mind, right spirit, and got corrupt. I had a friend that came to my church. She said to me, she said, look, she said, I had to go to prison. And she said, when I went to prison, I became, she said, I was innocent, but I became a thief, she said. And sometimes you're innocent and you're caught up in the web of Satan and don't know how you got there. And what they do to you when you are in the clutches of Satan, in order to keep your little things, your little car, your little house, and your little prestige, and your little... Look, you're not free. The devil brought you out. You was cheap. You were cheap. You were the most easy cheap item that he ever received. He bought your soul for a bowl of soup. Look, you can't even keep it, because what Satan offered to you is not even his in the beginning. You can't even keep it. You have no control. He has no control. Because when the time comes, let me tell you, let me be very blunt with you. When the time comes, when your cycle is ended, and when God say it's your time to leave this world, you will leave everything behind. You brought nothing in this world, and certainly you will take nothing out with you. So, where will you be in 1,000 years from today? If you can answer that question, look, okay, I'll be fair across the board. If I'm wrong, guess who? Who's been deceived? Me. But what if I'm right? You've been deceived. You've been had. So don't let the things, don't be caught up in these things. And look at the 8th verse. It says, be careful. Be aware of any that will spoil you through philosophy, vain deceit, and after the tradition of men, after the rulings of this world, and not after Christ. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? For in him dwell all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him. When we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, through him we are sanctified through our Lord and Jesus Christ to do his will, which he has the head. He is the head of all principalities. Do you understand that? He is the head of all principalities. When Jesus Christ died on that cross, God gave him the keys to heaven, the earth, and to hell. So let me tell you something. Don't tell me this is the world system and this is the devil's. No. Let's get this right. Jesus Christ made heaven and earth. And just in case you don't know who Jesus Christ is, he is our God. Because the Word was made flesh and the flesh was God, okay? So when you understand that revelation, you'll know that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, you'll know that Jesus Christ and the Father is one. So I want to tell you, when God created the heavens and the earth, he did not create the heaven and the earth for Satan, okay? He did not create him to have dominion in his world. He gave the world to us. He created the heavens and earth, and he put man in it. And he put Adam in it. He told Adam to take care of it. And what has man done this day? Look at the pollution. Look at the things that's going on that they're doing, putting chemicals in our food. Just take a look at what's going on in the world, how God allowed man to come in and almost destroy Earth with his chemicals and his scientific inventions and just going about it the wrong way. You know why? Because they want power. They want to be gone. They want you to look up to them, that they got the power. They have no power. God said he is the head of all principality and power. Remember that. That's Colossians. Read it. The 2nd chapter, the 10th verse. You are completed in him. That's all you need is the word of God, and get in the word, and God will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. God will comfort you and keep you and your friends and your family. God will give you some joy, that unspeakable joy and full of glory. God will open up ways that even the world can't even figure it out. Let me tell you something. God got some great things for you if you take heed. Do not give your soul to the devil. Keep your liberty. Keep your liberty. Because you're not a slave to the system. You're not a slave to darkness. When we were in sin, God brought us out of sin into the marvelous light. Be not entangled with that no longer. Do not be a liar. Do not be a thief. Don't get yourself caught up in all kind of witchcraft and all kind of deceitfulness and hindrance and you being the villain, the fall guy. Do not let the enemy take your freedom. And we love you and God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Keep your freedom. Keep your freedom. I promise you. You will always, always be blessed. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.